For our first message today, we have the opportunity to hear a sermonette from the pastor of the Yuma, Arizona congregation, Mr. Randy Love.
Good morning. You know, I've noticed that since Mr. Malier is the festival coordinator, he has to adjust the mic, so I have to do that too. And I always kind of term that as moving the mic for the average height. Hope you all are having a wonderful time. But as I like to say, I'll make this short and sweet. Enjoy the feast. You know, many years ago, a young man coming into this faith, I was asked a question. And the question was, why are you here? I had to reflect on that question for a minute to think, why would this question come to me? It was very new, coming to the faith. Tough question, because it was my first feast. There in Pasadena, California. And I rather enjoyed it until that moment, because I had to think. And that question rang loud in my ears and in my mind. And now as a Christian, I had to address that question. And so we as Christians must dissect those words. Why are we here? I found much contemplation, looking into who I was and what I wanted. I found one word, and that word is heart. The heart of the matter is why you're here. From a physical standpoint, your physical heart is the center of your physical being. It drives the vital flows of oxygen and nutrients to your organs that you may live. For all the complexities that comes from that physical standpoint, God wants this physical heart to be a model of your spiritual heart, that He will provide that spiritual oxygen, the nutrients that we need to take the next steps into His kingdom. This feast, and many that many of you have attended, is a dress rehearsal to prepare us for that next step that we will take. As you sit here today, God wants to know. He wants to know about your growth. Now, God has already seen what we've produced in our walk so far. But He wants to know from you, would you be honest with Him? God the Father said long ago in Ezekiel 11 and verse 19 that He would replace man's stony heart with the heart of a flesh, a caring heart. And we are to bring a heart of joy, a heart to share, a heart to grow into God's love. This rehearsal, it's for us to visualize Christ's return. But in this brief message, let us look at three things here to get our mind focused. Number one, a joyful heart. Is this what you bring today? A clean heart and a pure heart. In Psalms 95 and verse 2, as we look at a joyful heart, it says, "Let us come before him with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs of praise." Here it means to come in front of and let us stand before his face, his very presence. And in Psalm 68 and verse 3, it says, "But the righteous are glad and rejoice in his presence. They are happy and they shout for joy." Now, what about a clean heart? Now, let's go back to Hebrews 10 and verse 22. Hebrews 10, verse 22, and it says, "Let us come near to God with a sincere heart, a sure faith, with hearts that have been purified from a guilty conscience, and with bodies washed with clean water." We are, in the Jewish tradition, it is always demanded of people when they draw near to God to worship him. And you can see that in John 4 and verse 23. That this is what God requires. You bring and you lead with your heart. We have many things in our minds, but our heart is what God looks upon. A pure heart. Psalm 51 and verse 10. Psalm 51 verse 10 says, "Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a loyal spirit in me." When you focus on that word loyal, it means never leave, never stray. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22, it says, "Avoid the passions of youth. Strive for righteousness, faith, love, peace." And together with those who with a pure heart calls out to the Lord for help. We live in troubling times now. We walk a walk that have never been done before. So think about that. But in Matthew 5 and verse 8, it says, "Happy are the pure in heart, that they may see God." We are to be of mind and motive, principles that are pure. And that we are to treat each other in like manner. And when I say dress rehearsal, when you're changed, you will be a teacher. You will be a leader. And you will know what needs to be done. Jesus Christ will be in Jerusalem. And you will be among the people, guiding them to God's house. So in all things are to be pure in our thoughts and in our actions. There will be no broken wheels in the kingdom of God. God will test all of our works by fire and see if we will stand. This feast, like all in past feasts, provides us opportunity to be filled with that kind of joy that will enrich our lives. God will require of us that we be of one mind and heart, that we stay the course and know in our hearts and mind why we are here at this feast. Staying the course, no matter the difficulty, and many of us have gone through that just in these few short months of this year. This year, 2020, will stand out in our lives forever. Could it be the beginning of more to come? We are to prepare for these things. We must continue to rely upon God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And so, in conclusion, I leave you with this scripture to give us pause of why we are here at this feast, in this walk to God's house. And it says in Psalm 51 and verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." God wants us to yearn for that sweet drink of water that He will provide. And we are to willingly take it.